Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Mark.
And it is that time when we talk about Alice's favorite movies of the past year, 2019, which is in the rearview mirror now. So we're going to run through her list, and we're not going to be able to talk in detail about each one of these, but we'll go from 10 to 1. And number 10 on your list is one we talked about not too long ago, The Two Popes.
Yes, it was the one, a kind of a sleeper surprise hit about a true story. It's a fictionalized version of something that really did happen, a meeting between Pope Benedict and the man who became Pope after him, Pope Francis.
Very well acted from all accounts, great Anthony Hopkins, and I don't recall the other.
Jonathan Pryce.
Yeah, but both got just really great notices there. Number 9, again, one that we talked about not too long ago, Joker, and some people found that quite disturbing, but critics certainly liked it and did very well with audiences as well.
Yes, and Joaquin Phoenix, I don't know for sure if he'll get a nomination, but he should. It's one of the finest performances I've ever seen. He's been nominated. If he did get nominated, it would be number 4 for him.
Number
he lost 41 pounds for the to play the part, and he was already very thin.
Number 8 is one that just came out in the last week or so, and we haven't talked about it, so we might spend a little bit more time on that. That's Little Women.
Greta Gerwig, who last year was an Oscar nominated for her writing and her directing of a movie called Lady Bird. She took Louisa May Alcott's classic novel, and which has been made into movies probably, I think, 7 times. This time, it's very different. It's very fresh because the characters are well-developed, and she doesn't do it really in the traditional way. We start out with grown-ups, and they go back to flashback and tell about them as children, the girls. It's Saoirse Ronan is the star of playing Jo, and Emma Watson, Florence Pugh, and Eliza Scanlon are the other girls.
Did I see that Meryl Streep is in that?
And Meryl Streep plays Aunt March.
Uh-huh.
And she's, of course, very, very good. Looking so much older than she is, she can do
really?
That well, too.
Right. All right, number 7 is, we'll kind of run through some of these pretty quickly, Marriage Story with Scarlett Johansson. Number 6, A Hidden Life. Give me one sentence on that.
It's Terrence Malick. He blends his poetic style with a true narrative about a man who wouldn't serve for Hitler.
I see. We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic, and we're going through her list of her top 10 movies of 2019. Number 5, Jojo Rabbit.
It's a satiric look, another, speaking of World War II, a little boy is indoctrinated into Hitler youth, and somehow this turns out to be a comedy. There's his imaginary friend Adolf, and it's audacious and wild, but extremely moving. Very well done.
Number 4 is Parasite. Now, this is an international movie made by a South Korean filmmaker.
Yeah, Bong Joon-ho. And it is certain to get Best Foreign Language Picture.
Number 3 is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. And I think we talked about that one a while back.
It made it through. That came out in the summer, but it's gotten accolades all along. And it's a brilliant look back and reimagining of what happened in about 1969 Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Surrounding the Charles Manson murders and
yes.
so on. Yeah.
Yes.
Number 2 is The Irishman with an incredible cast. It's a very long movie, but from all accounts, a fantastic film.
Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, who hasn't been around in, I would say, at least probably 20 years, and Al Pacino plays out in Alpha. And it's based on a true story. And It's Bob Martin's first Scorsese. What else can you say? Yeah.
And you have number one, again, a movie that is just out in the last few days, 1917, about World War One, and it's just getting just rave reviews.
It is, and it qualifies as one of the finest war films ever. It starts out as a kind of a very small story where these two British soldiers are sent into an extremely perilous situation to take a message that would save the lives of many, many soldiers. And it's as if you're there. They really managed to take you along with them on this trek. And the director is Sam Mendes, and the cinematography is by Roger Deakins, and he will definitely be nominated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks pretty spectacular in the commercials and the previews that I have seen. 1917. Well, back in the middle of the summer, you had the Beatles movie yesterday, but fell off the list.
I just loved it. We'll put it. It would still be, if I had a top 20, it would be in there. Being number 15, probably.
It's in their honorable mention. All right. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.